Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. After the loss last Saturday, Tom, how was the week of practice?
Not bad, Schulze. Again, I thought Saturday we took a step back. But again, I think obviously Air Force, too, took a step forward from Friday. So there's a little bit of a combination in that game Saturday night.
There's a saying that more can be learned in a loss than a win. Was last Saturday proof that maybe that saying is right?
Probably is. I mean, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, one team obviously is taking it to you, mostly on the forecheck and getting pucks deep, playing a 200-foot game. And you see, again, the advantages of doing that. And those are little reminders that you want to tell your guys. And you're sitting there saying, hey, look what this team's doing. This is what we want to do, and this is what we have to do. And when you see the success that that team's having, hopefully it resonates with them.
A lot of times when a coach pulls a goalie, it's not because of anything the goalie did or didn't do. But certainly last Saturday, the end result was good. No more goals other than the empty netter after it, right?
Well, I think we only gave one shot up other than the empty net goal. I think Hank only had one save, and I thought he had more shots than that. But anyway, that just tells you, too, that they were in shutdown mode. We were obviously in a little more desperation mode, and that happens all the time, mostly when there's a three-goal lead like that, Schulze.
The goal you did score was on a really nice play from Zach Whitecloud. Great vision. Can vision be taught at this level?
No, you have. And I mean, that's called hockey sense, instincts, the ability of making plays. You either have it or you don't. Some guys have it better than others. Most guys have it, but it just takes them a little longer to see it. You know, the guys who can advance on and play pro hockey and who are elite college players, they do have that uncanny ability of they see things happen before they happen.
Who's best at it right now for you guys?
Oh, I don't know. We have a lot of guys that I think have really good hockey sense who can make plays. I think Brendan Harris is right up there. You know, obviously the Fitzgeralds, they see the rink well. Kyle Bauman sees the rink so well. You know, Adam Brady has got terrific hockey sense. Jay Dickman's got terrific hockey sense. These guys can see, they can make plays. Sometimes, again, it doesn't, you know, you don't convert all the time, but, you know, they see the game a little different.
In the advent of video, can you teach that of, you know, maybe where to look and what to be looking for?
No, but I think what you can do, I think you practice with a high pace. You do a lot of small games. I think the biggest thing you have to do, Schulze, is you got to put guys in situations and practice where, you know, that's a, you know, they can get better. You know, they can learn those types of things. It can be more muscle memory, like you're asking right there. And then you talk about certain plays. And a lot of times, guys, you know, a lot of players just have to make the simple play. If they make the simple play, they're fine. Sometimes what they want to do is they want to force plays. And even the good players who have that hockey sense, the elite players, they can't be forcing plays because more times than not, the play's going to get blown up. So, but it's just really, it's the quickness. You know, of how you see a play, how fast you see a play, how quick do you react to a play. That's the biggest thing. It's no different than a quarterback, Schulze. I always use the analogy all the time with our guys. Tom Brady sees things that other quarterbacks don't see. Peyton Manning saw things that other quarterbacks don't see. And, you know, they know who their primary receiver is, but they also know where their secondary receivers are, all of them. And I think that's no different than a guy like a Sidney Crosby or a, you know, a Connor McDavid or a Wayne Gretzky back in the day or a Patrick Kane or a Taze or, you know, our higher-end players as well. That's what they just have that uncanny ability of making that play a split second quicker than a lot of guys can.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceratori. You started last season pretty league-heavy early on, got off to a good cushion and rode that cushion to the McNaughton Cup. This year you're out of conference the first couple of weeks. In a perfect world, is 2 weeks of non-conference about right?
I think it is, Schulze. I like it. I think we're ready for the conference. I like we kind of got our... You know, we dipped our toes in the water with non-conference, and I do. I like where we're at right now. Let's get it going.
Crowds have been good. They've been loud. What does that mean to a team and to a coaching staff and to a program?
Well, it's what you want. That's the X factor. You need that X factor, and your fans are your X factor, and how loud they are, and, you know, when we're putting people in the seats and the guys see that. You know, the guys obviously realize, too, that, you know, they like the product. And when they like the product, it's up to the product to do the best they can to keep those people coming back.
Got some news earlier this week that Zach Whitecloud is going to be gone from the team for the Mankato series in a few weeks in the best of ways possible. He'll be auditioning for a spot in the Canadian Olympic team. Number one, you hate to miss him in a couple of weeks, but, boy, what an opportunity for him. And certainly got a That'll let him go to this one, don't you?
Absolutely, Schultzy. I mean, you know, when I got the call on Monday that they might be taking him, then I got the call on Wednesday saying they want to take him. What do you think? I go, well, what do you think? Of course, I'm going to let him go, but do I want him to go? Not against Mankato, obviously, but no, it's good for Zach. And you're exactly right. It's an audition for that team, and they want to probably get a good look at him and Dylan Sikora from Northeastern are the two college guys that Team Canada's picking. So it's good for him. It's good for our program, and that you want that kind of recognition.
Ferris graduated a bunch of their old veterans the last couple of years. Has it changed how they play at all?
No, not at all. They play how they play, and they're a team that's very difficult to sustain offense in the offensive zone. Anytime they can relieve pressure, they're going to do it, Schultzy. So you better make sure that you have good dumps. You better have good F1 pursuit. And if you don't, you know what? You're chasing taillights a lot of times. You're just you're chasing the game, and we have to make sure that we're tactically pretty good as far as where we put pucks.
Bob Daniels has been at Ferris for 26 years. It's hard to fathom in this era of college sports that somebody could be at one place that long. The times I've had a visit with him, he seems as down-to-earth and genuine as it comes. Does he get enough credit for what he's done there in Big Rapids, Michigan?
I think he has by his colleagues. I mean, we realize, again, what he's done over the long haul. Bobby's done an extraordinary job, and he's one of the best coaches in the business, and they've got a great staff, and they've had continuity in their staff. And, they've done a remarkable job, and I admire Bobby as a coach and, you know, what he's accomplished there over his tenure.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.